Blackstone Audio presents His Lordship's Pleasure by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Lindy Nettleton. Chapter 1. Annabel, Mrs. Carruthers, walked down the drive of the manor house, her heart as heavy as lead. In London, the season was about to begin, and she would miss it all because her husband had had to flee from town, pursued by his many debtors. He must rusticate, he had said, and of course that rustication included his wife. She did not pine for the balls and parties of the season, but for the company of her two friends, Matilda, Duchess of Hadshire, and Emma, Comtesse Saint-Just. Emma perhaps might not wish to see her, for before her happy marriage to the Comte, Emma had been abducted by her first husband's murderers, traitors working for the French, and Annabel feared her husband had taken money from the criminals to assist in that abduction, although he still swore his innocence when he was sober enough to do so. But Matilda would be there. Matilda, who was as unhappily married as Annabel, and therefore a great source of comfort. Annabel felt very alone. Such servants as they were able to afford were rough and uncouth. She had no lady's maid, and her husband's reputation was so bad that no member of the local gentry came to call. The vicar had made a brave visit, but had had the port decanter thrown at his head for his pains. Guy Carruthers had been gambling again, and she had gone through his pockets that morning while he slept and removed a few shillings. She was on her way to the mercer's in the village of Upper Chipping.